daf chaf. So we got to the last four lines of Yutes and Mebez, the last few words of the Gemara. It says, Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya, the children of Rabbi Chiya, who are a great Tamidei Chachamim. So they said, Mitzvas Malika machzir simanim la'achari ha'oref u'molek. What you do is, when it comes to Malika, just remind ourselves, Malika is when the Kohen would use his nail to do Malika, to shecht, not the proper word, but to shecht the back of the neck of the oaf in the base of Mikdash. So that Malika, the mitzvah Malika, is to take the simanim that are in the front of the neck and to move them to the back of the neck, whereby you do the Malika and not cutting the neck. Normally, you would think you would cut through the neck, the back of the neck, to get to the simanim. They'd actually pull the simanim somehow to the back, where they slice the simanim without having to slice the bone, or the spine of the bird. So that's the din. I'm not sure. Ika the Amri, others say, Af Machzir, he says, Af Machzir, meaning you also can Machzir, meaning ideally you should cut the bone, the spine, and go right through the spine to cut the simanim, but you're also able to pull the simanim to the back and slice them without having to slice the bone. Ika the Amri, others say, Machzir Dafka, that it only works if you're Machzir, only if you remove the simanim to the back and slice the simanim. But if you were to go to slice the backbone, the spine, and then simanim, according to this Ika the Amri, it would not work. So the Gemara says, Mestavra, it makes more sense, Kiman de'amar af machzir. It makes more sense to say that it works also to move the simanim to the back, but also it works to move it, to leave it in place. How do we know either one works? Mimai. Midikatani, the Mishnah taught us, Hashochem mina orif shchitasa psula, Hamolek mina orif milikasa ksheira. If one were to shecht from the back of the neck, the shchit is not good. But Malika is good. So we said that was a difference. Now, before I read ahead, I'll just say it outside. If it's a case where it has to be where you move the simanim to the back, so the simanim now are available, the shechita should work also. The shechita is only no good from the back of an animal's neck because you broke its spine, it's now a trefa, and then you cut the simanim. But if you somehow can move the simanim to the back where you shech the simanim before hitting the spine, that would actually be a good shechita. So the fact that the Mishnah says that back of the neck only works for Malika, not for shechita, telling us that's a case where you didn't do a chazara, you didn't move the simanim to the back, you went right through the spine. So that's what the Gemara says, going on to Daf Chaf from the very top. V'sakadaitach machzir dafka. If you were to think that Malika only works if you move the simanim to the back of the neck, meaning you slice the simanim before the spine, my iria molik, why the molik? Why does the Mishnah only say Malika works? Afilu shochei nami, shchita should also work in that case because you're cutting the simanim of the behema and not the spine. Elalav shma amina, must be a case af machzir, that machzir also works in addition to it being in place. And our Mishnah, our Masnisin, is a situation below Ahadar, where you did move the simanim to the back. Simanim are in place, and therefore shechita doesn't work from the back because you're cutting the spine, making it a trefa before actually cutting the simanim. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yani says, Yikablu haroven es shuvas, and roven referring to young children, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya. But Rabbi Chiya, the ones who are mechadish this din about being machzir or not, so Rabbi Yana says they should accept the following tshuvasim, which really means this following kasha. The katani, the seif of the Mishnah says that nimsa kasha b'shchita pasul b'malika, that area that's good for shchita is not good for malika, and kasha b'malika, the area that's good for malika, pasul b'shchita. So l'mute mai, what is coming to include, exclude rather, lav l'mute machzir simanim la'achoy orif, Dilo. So we have this whole equation here that shchita is not good for psua, malika is not good for shchita. So it's not coming to tell us that an area of your machs, your simanim, if you move the simanim to the back of the neck, it doesn't work for malika, even though it works for shchita. Again, shchita we think vada works. Because all we care about is shchita, it's not really where in the animal, we care about shechting the simanim. So normally, simanim are in the front of the animal or on the side of the animal, and then as long as you get the simanim down. But if you move the simanim to the back of the neck and you cut it back where there, that also works as long as you cut the simanim before you cut the spine. The only question, we don't know if that's also going to work for malika. So this equation that we're saying, Rabbi Yana says, is it's not telling us that what's the area where it works for shchita and doesn't work for malika. It must be where your machzir simanim to the back, where it works for shchita, but it doesn't work for malika. That's his question on Bnei Rabbi Yechia. So Amar Rabba Bar Chana Lo, that's not the exclusion. Machzir achareya, machzir simanim actually does work for malika as well. it's coming to exclude a different case, lamute shein v'tziporin, that using the nail, using a tooth, doesn't work as a shechita. So the Gemara says, even though it works for Malika, it doesn't work for shechita. Gemara says, shein v'tziporin v'hedyo katanila. That's a mefurish Mishnah, that does not work for shechita. Remember that Mishnah taught us a couple days ago that doesn't work, along with the type of sickle, the nail and teeth don't work. So what's coming to be excluded? Ella, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, lemute molech umevi. That we learned the din that shechita has to be done molech umevi. You're kind of sewing the neck of the animal back and forth. That is necessary for shechita, but it actually doesn't work for malika. It's possible. Malika has to be dafka, just straight down the back of the neck. But to go sewing back and forth with the nail, molech umevi, maybe, is possible legabe the malika. So Gemara says, this makes sense if you hold molech umevi malika pasul, if you think that's disqualifying of the malika, el man damar, there is an opinion that kasher, that one may, if they want to do molech umevi by malika, ma'ik lememar. So what exactly is this, what's being learned from this contrast between shechita and malika? So Gemara says, no, must be b'nei Rabbi Chiya savri le'kiman damar molech umevi b'malika pasul. So they hold that molech umevi only works for shechita, doesn't work for malika. And this is the difference that's being pointed out from the Mishnah. But lagabe our din of being machzer simanim la'acharei ha'orif, that works bein l'shechita, bein l'malika, according to b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana teaches us a din that mitzvahs malika kotates the yored. How does one accomplish malika? You put the nail in the back of the neck and you just go across without having to go molech umevi. We don't go maybe. We don't go back and forth. Just one slice. So he mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah. That's the way it should be done. So Savar Rabbi Abin lemeimar kotates the yored in molech umevi lo, has to be in that downwards motion, but you don't go back and forth. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya responds back, no. When Rabbi Kana says kotet v'yored, he's not excluding molech umevi. He's saying kol shekein de molech umevi m'malika kasher. That's a better shrita. The more cutting you do, the better it's going to be. So what's he saying? He's making my zuhi mitzvasa ema af zuhi mitzvasa. What Rav Kahana is saying, not only does molech umevi work, is it effective for malika, but even just going yored, kotes v'yored also works for malika. So that's a machlokas, how to understand the din of Rav Kahana, whether molech umevi is even better, or it's actually pasul legabe malika. Gemara says further now, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, quoting in the name of Shmuel, kol akasha b'shchita kenegdo b'orif kasha b'malika. Whatever area of the neck is good for shechita in front of the neck, the opposite on the back of the neck is good for malika. That's that inverse relationship shechita and malika have. So he says, ha, the implication is, pasul b'shechita, pasul malika. That which is disqualifying for shechita, the opposite would be disqualifying for malika. So in other words, the back of the neck is pasul for shechita, so it means the front of the neck, the opposite, is pasul for malika. Fine. Lemute mai, which case is it coming to exclude? That where they're both going to be equally possible. Elaim, if it means lemute ikur simanim, what's ikur simanim? If the simanim move out of place, they move from, I don't know exactly how the areas work, but they move somewhere out of place, and then when they're out of place, one does the shechita, so that's going to be possible. So Shmuel telling us, if ikur simanim is possible for shechita, it's also possible for malika, but that can't be. Ikur simanim, again, when the simanim move out of place, ha tani rami bar yecheskel, ein ikur simanim ba'of, that when it comes to a bird, ikur simanim does not render it possible. It's a good shechita and it's a good malika. So what's the case that Shmuel says, if it's possible shechita, it's also possible malika? Again, it can't be ikur simanim because ikur simanim is not disqualifying when it comes to a bird. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, what's he coming to tell us? What's possible for both Shechita and Malika equally? It's the Mute Rosho, telling us that a person shechs on the head of the animal, not the neck, but the head of the animal, so that's a Shechita, that's possible. So too, if one does a Malika on the head, not on the Orif, not on the Mul Orif, but on the head itself, that's also possible. Gemara says, Rosho, Pshita, of course Malika on the head of an animal is possible, and the head of a bird is possible. Mimul arfo amrachmana velo barosho. The makom Malika, we know, is the area next to the orif, and not the orif, not the rosh itself. So that's too obvious of a din for Shmuel to have to teach us that. So my Rosha, what does Rosha mean? No, he is talking about the Rosho. He's not talking about the top of the head of the bird. He's talking about Shipui Rosho, where the head, Kigon Dinakit Mishipui Rosho, what's the case, where the head begins to slope down, where it starts transitioning into the neck. So that area where it sloped down, that's a chiddush that she's telling us as follows. Let's say a person started the malika, dinaka mishifa roshi, put the nail in the back of the bird's head where it started to slope, right above the neck, right above the kasha area from malika. He starts off there, and then higrim. Now, normally higrim means going to a place that's possible. Here means moving out of place into the kasher place. So he starts too high where it's possible, but then higrim, he goes down below into the kasher area of the malika on the neck itself, the azel ademate tatai, until it goes to the bottom, to the proper area of the shchita, the proper area of the malika. So the din is, that's what we're saying is possible, bein mamalika, bein b'shchita. Why? Kidirav huna amarav asi, damarav huna amarav asi, higrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlishi, psula. We know the din is, if a person starts off the shchita process, b'agramma, at a place, even though he comes back into the proper place, for the remaining two-thirds, we actually say that's possible. So too for the malika. If they do malika on the top of the head or the area where it slopes down the head, you start off in a possible place. Even though he came back into the proper place to the final two-thirds of the malika, that's going to be possible. So that's where we say both the shechita and the malika are equally possible. When you start off in the wrong place, even though you finish off in the proper place. Okay, Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Amar le Rav Acha Brei D'Rav L'Rav Ashi. Hod Detani, that which the Braisa tells us, Rami Bar Yechezkel, Ein Ikr Simanim Be'of, that when the Siman move out of place, it's not possible l'gabe n'of. Lo Amar, this was only said, Ella, L'man Damar Ein Shchita L'of Minat Torah. I don't know if we've seen this yet, have we? I'm not sure. That there's a machlokas in the Gemara that whether the concept of Shchita by Behema is certainly a din deraisa. But by an oaf, there's a machlokas whether shechita ba'oaf is deraisa or whether shechita ba'oaf is not deraisa. So what he's saying here is that when the siman move out of place for an oaf, that doesn't make it possible. It's only true if you assume ain shechita l'oaf min haTorah that you really don't have to shecht an animal, rather a bird, mid deraisa. So we're not bothered if the siman move out of place. But el aval, going on to Amud Beis now, the man, the Amar, the one who holds yesh shechita l'oaf min haTorah, such a concept of shechita for a bird does exist on a Torah level, so then yesh ikr, then if it's a din deraisa, should we have to take on all the halachas, just like an animal, and ikr simanim, moving out of place, would be equally possible as it would be by behemoth. So Gemara says no. Amar Lei responds back, Adraba ipcha mistavra, the opposite makes more sense. Meaning what? Leman the Damar, the one who holds the Yesh Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah, that there is a concept midrais of shechting a bird on a Torah level, Ikla Meimar Dehachi Agmere De'ein Iker. You could still say that the tradition that we have was that although Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah is kosher, perhaps that Halacha also told us, that Halacha Moshe Mishnah told us, that Iker Simanim is not possible by Of. Ve'afilu Leman Damar Kibehema, even if you assume that there's an opinion we're going to see in a week or so from today, that the limud of shechita ba'of is learned from behema on a deraisa level. It's possible only lean in shechita, that's true, but le'inyan ikr lo lehave kebema. When we have the tradition, again, there's a certain mesorah that we have, that shechita of min haTorah, so that tradition may only limit it to connect it to the ma'is shechita, but not to ikr siman. So that's even that's if you hold yesh shechita le'of min haTorah. But Ella, the man, the one who holds that ain't shechita l'of min haTorah midiraisa, you're actually allowed to eat an animal without a shechita, rather an oaf without a shechita. Ella midirei sofrim, the Rabbanan told us to create a drasha, that you should do a shechita by an oaf anyways. How do we know? What's the basis? We know every single, the Rabbanan is kain deraisa tikkun. So where did the Chacham find such an limud, such an asmachta, that there should be a shechita for an oaf? Mehechal gemirla, mibehema. Behema is being used as the artificial model for a shechita oaf. And once behema is being used, kula milsa behema, we have to use all the halachas. Not only should there be a shechita for an oaf, but even that ikr simanim is going to be possible for an oaf as well. Okay. The Gemara now says, so Amar Avina, Amar Li Rabin, Rabin Bar Kisi said to me, Had the Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Ein ikr simanim oaf. That which he is mechadesh, that ikr simanim does not disqualify a bird, lo amr el malika. It's only true that malika is not affected by ikur simanim. Aval b'shchita yesh ikur. When it comes to a shchita, there is a psul of ikur simanim. The reason is because by malika there is no psul. Other psulim of malika like darsa and chalda, these things don't apply to malika. So too ikur simanim, the simanim moving out of place don't disqualify it either. But if you're doing a shchita, if you're shechting a bird to eat chulin, remember malika is only in the base of migdash. Shchita is for regular chulin animals. So if one's doing a malika in the base of migdash on a bird, ikur simanim doesn't affect it. But to do a shchita on an of chulin, and there were to be ikur simanim, that would disqualify the of, just like the other psulim would disqualify the shchita.
Against the bnei
chiyah. I'm not sure if it's, I don't know if it, ikur simanim means the same thing as bnei chiyah. I don't know. It could be. I'm not sure. It, very light, I don't know. V'ha'am Rabbi Yirmi, Abam Shmuel, Kol HaKasha B'Shchita Kenegdo, or if Kasha Malika, doesn't Rabbi Yirmi tell us, any area of the neck, the front of the neck, that's Kasha B'Shchita, Kenegdo, the opposite, where the back of the neck is, that's Kasha B'Malika. Ha, possible. We said, but an area that's possible for Shchita, so that's going to be Kenegdo, possible for Malika as well. So now if we're saying that by the Shchita, if Ikur Simanim are going to disqualify the Shchita, we should also say that Ikur Simanim should disqualify the Malika. How could Ravina make such a chilek between the Malika and the Shchita? So the Gemara says, how hu pliga? Meaning there's a machlokas. When we say Ikur Simanim, when we say Ikur Simanim apply to Shchita, rather to Malika, that's a machlokas, whether or not it's true or not. So Ravina felt that Ikur Simanim does not disqualify Malika, but Shmuel felt that Ikur Simanim does disqualify the Malika. Okay, let's go right to now. The Gemara now says, Amar Ziri. Ziri taught us that Nishbura Hamafrekes Virobasar Ima Nevela. So let's say the animal, the spine broke. Nishbura Hamafrekes is a spine. The spine broke, and most of the skin also from the back of the neck also broke. So then the din is, that animal becomes a nevela, and even if you shecht it, it's no good. Meaning the spine broke, and the animal's still alive somehow. And before the animal dropped dead, a person shechted the front of the neck in the proper place. That's possible, because the moment the animal's spine breaks, so then that's already considered a nevela. Even though it might be moving around a little bit, that's a nevela immediately. And the din of a nevela is that the nevela is metame. If a person eats it, he's metame. The person is begadim. So again, a broken spine means a nevela. So Amar of Chista, says, this din of Ziri is af ananami tanina. It's really a Mishnah. Even though Ziri is an Anamora, it really has roots in the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us, Malak besakin. If a person, a Kohen, let's say, does a Malika with a sakin, with a knife, it's possible. And not only is it possible, but it's metame begadim abesa bliya. And the din of a nevela is when a person in the besa bliya, means when he swallows the nevela, so he becomes tame. So we see using a knife is possible because it breaks the neck. When you use a knife to cut the back of the animal, the back of the bird, it breaks the spine before it breaks the simanim. Therefore, we said broken spine means a nevela. And therefore, it's metame begadim. So that's exactly the din that Ziri says. When there's a broken spine, so then the animal's in nevela. The Yamris, if you're going to tell me, trefa havya, if a broken spine only makes the animal into a trefa and not into a nevela, trefa is just pasul, you can't eat it, it's usher to eat, but it's not metame. Only if it's dead, if it's nevela, is it going to be metame. But if it's a trefa, if it's alive, but just can't last longer than a year, that the trefa, a trefa is not tame. So again, Yamris, if you're going to tell me that trefa havia, that this animal with the broken spine is only a trefa, not a nevela, so then we should say melikasa zuhi shchitasa. So how does one prevent an animal from being a nevela if there's a proper shchita? If you have a cow that drops dead, it's a nevela, you can't eat it. But if you shech the animal before it drops dead, you kill it with a shchita, so then the animal's not a nevela, and if I were to eat it, it's not metamimi. So if we're saying that this animal, you cut with a knife, it breaks its neck, it's only a trefa, but then I continue to cut it and give it a proper shchita, I cut the simanim from the back, so that shchita, even though it might be a trefa, if I have a trefa animal with a punctured lung, and I do a proper shchita, now it's dead, that's not a nevela. Because even though I can't eat it because of trefa, I could still prevent it from being a nevela. So I broke the neck of it, it's now a trefa, and I cut the simanim, so now it should be a good shchita, and it shouldn't be a nevela. So it must be that, no, breaking the spine, it doesn't make it a treif only, it actually makes it into a nevela, and even though I might cut the simanim afterwards from the bird, it doesn't help anything, because it's already considered a nevela the moment the spine broke. So that's the din here. So again, e-amr, if we're going to say that it's only a treif of havya when the spine breaks, so then we should say, malikasa zohishchitasa, let the malika be its shchita, so it shouldn't be a nevela, and then Tahane sak in the tower midei nevela, and the knife that cuts through the simanim afterwards, let it be metaret, protected from ever being a nevela. And where it says no. Amre, the reason why this doesn't work is hasam mishum delav shchita hi klal. When you do a shchita from the back of the neck, that's not a shchita. It's not nothing to talk about. When we have an at cow that has a trefa, it's a punctured lung, I do a proper shchita from the front of the neck, so then that's good, it's a good shchita. But to do a shchita from the back of the neck of a cow, let's say, that's not a shchita, it's not a makom shchita, that's a nothing. Even though I ended up cutting the simanim from the back, that's not viewed as a shchita, and won't render it, won't prevent it from being a nevela, and therefore it's possible. In other words, what we're saying here is that it's still very possible that when you break the spine of the bird, it was only a trefa. But since you never end up doing a shchita from the front, you never stopped it from being a nevela, then the bird drops dead, it's a nevela because it never experienced a shchita. So there is no raya from the Mishnah for Ziri. So Ziri is the one who's really mechadesh, that if you break the spine of a bird, it does become a nevela immediately, regardless of what you do afterwards. So Gemara now says, Amre, Taima, my time. What's the reason why the shchita from the back of the bird's neck doesn't work? Why is that not a good shchita? So Rav Huna Amar Mivnei Shu Machlid, because it's Machlid. What's it in a Machlid? Machlid's a special psul, not special, but it's a psul that's halacha, the Moshe Mishinai, that if you can see the cutting of the knife, it's hidden, like a chulda, is a weasel that tunnels underneath the house. You can't see it. If the knife, the shchita, is cutting in such a way where you can't see it cutting, it's hidden, that's possible. So they explain, when you cut from the front of the neck of the animal, it opens up right away. It like exposes the whole neck, so you're cutting, you can see the whole thing. But from the back of the neck, the skin is kind of squished together, the knife gets burrowed underneath it, and you can't see the makom, the shchita. That's the psul of a chalada. So that's why it doesn't work from the back of the neck, because it doesn't expose the inside while doing the shchita. That's all according to Rav Huna. Rav Amar, it's possible mipnei shu doris. He thinks of the din of doris. Doris is whenever you press something, when you put pressure on, as opposed to being molech, who maybe you're just putting pressure, and that's darsa. That's why he thinks it's possible, because it's a shchita with darsa. So Gemara now wants to know, man, the Amar, the one who holds mipnei shu machlid. The reason why cutting from the back of the neck doesn't work, because your machlid is being borrowed in the skin of the neck of the animal, the back of the neck of the animal. My time alo Amar mipnei shu doris. Why didn't he think there's pressure that's being placed? It's a problem of a doris. So kasavar molechu mevi milika kasher. Because he held that person does molechu mevi by milika, that works. And even though there's an opinion that malika works for pressuring with the nail, if the person did a molchumevi, that would work as well. So you could say the case is where the Kohen was doing malika with molchumevi. So even though the malika is possible, still, because he used a knife instead, the knife broke the spine, the animal's possible, you could still suggest we did molchumevi, continuing going to the front and cut the simanim. So it was taka a good shchita, lagabe simanim, lagabe doris. It wasn't pressure, it was molchumevi. So why is it possible according to Rava? It must be because it was machlid, that because since it was borrowed underneath the skin, underneath the animal, that's why it's possible. Now, man, davar, the one who holds mipnei shu doris, the reason why cutting with a knife from the back of the neck when trying to do malika, it can't be used as shchita as well. My time below amar mipnei shu machlid. Why can't we say it's because it was hidden below the neck? So Amr Lei, Chalda is a Hechidan. What's the psul of Chalada when it comes to Shchita? It's when it's a Kechulda Hadara Bi'ikare Habatim. The weasel that lives below all the holes of the house, the Machzid, it's completely hidden. But Hacha, apparently in this case, so then Ha Megale, apparently the knife is exposed, and therefore the back of the neck of a bird is not as covered as if it were to be covered by a behema. Now, I don't know the difference, the mitzias, but somehow it's not as covered from the back of the neck of a bird as it would be from the animal. Okay. In the end of the day, what you see from all this, though, is Zeir's din makes sense, that, again, if you do a shchit, if you break the spine of an animal, it becomes a nevela immediately. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ikashli Hakashli. If you have a problem, if you have a question you want to ask on him, ask the following question. So V'chi mesa omer u'molek. So then, if that's the case, so then how does an animal, how does the Torah tell us to do a malika on a nevela? If you're telling me that malika is always done from the back of the neck, so it means you're always breaking the neck first, the spine breaks, so now it's a nevela, and the Torah is telling you, make the animal a nevela, and then do malika on a nevela. V'chi mesa omer u'molek. We want you to kill an animal, and then do malika on a dead animal. It doesn't make any sense. So Amar Le Abaye says, according to Rava, the Tikshelach, I've got a question to you, Rava, on your question on Zairi. What's the question Abaye asks? The Tikshelach, Olach, Olas Haof, Debai Shnei Simanim. The Chimesa Omenu Molek, the din for an oaf, when it comes to an oaf, Olas Haof in the base of Migdash, you have to cut two Simanim of the neck of the bird. The problem is, once you cut one simon of the bird, the bird's already considered dead. That's a nevela, ready for the dinim of nevela. So now, why would you cut a second simon? Once you cut simon one, simon rishon, simon sheni, you're doing a simon sheni on a already dead animal? V'chi mesa omen molek? We're going to ask, we're going to have you do a malika of the second simon of the olas ha'of on a already dead animal? See as well, even though the animal is called a nevela, after you've done the malika on the spine, we say, go ahead and continue doing the malika on the simon. There's no kasha. That's the din the Torah says. We attaka do such a din of a malika on a mesa. So Amar Lei, Rabbi says, no, these two halachas are very different. The halacha of the shnei simanim of an olas oaf is different than a regular malika on an animal, of a bird. Why? From the spine. Hasam, but the case of the olas oaf where we say you have to do an additional simon, two simanim, even though really one simon is sufficient to kill a bird, we say two simanim, kedei lekayim ba mitzvah havdalah. There's a special din by Olas Haof. In addition to there being a proper malika, which is already accomplished after one simon, we want to have an havdalah, which is, means a complete severance of the neck of the animal. So you do the second simon, not to give a malika. Malika is done. It's not a case of mesa omed umalik. We're not doing an additional malika. The malika took place after simon rishon. We're doing a havdalah, a second halacha by Haof. Havdalah, that's why we cut the second simon. Nothing to do with a malika. So Gemara says, wait a second, Ihachi, if you're telling me the reason you have to cut a second simon of the Olas Haof is if it did Havdalah, so or Nami. So you should have to go through the whole Olas Haof. The halacha is the Kohen by Olas Haof only has to cut two simonim. But if you really care about Havdalah, severing the head, you should rip off the whole head and the skin as well. Go through Shnei Simonim plus the Or. Go the whole way if it's really about Havdalah. But we say you don't have to cut the Or. So Gemara says, no. The reason why we don't have to do Havdalah through the Or is because you've accomplished it through Shnei Simanim. Why? Because Ko Ma'ake B'Shchita, Ma'ake B'Havdalah, the Kol Sheinu Ma'ake B'Shchita, Eino Ma'ake B'Havdalah. I mean, anything that is Ma'ake B'Shchita, if you don't do Shchita, so then it's not a good Shchita, that will be Ma'ake the Havdalah. And anything that's not Ma'ake the Shchita, is not Ma'ake the Havdalah. And since for Shchita, you never have to cut through the Or, so too for the Havdalah, you don't have to cut through the Or. But since for Shchita, you have to do Shnei Simanim, so too the Havdalah has to be Shnei Simanim. That's the comparison. And that's why you don't have to go, Havdalah has nothing to do with a complete severance. Havdalah is a parallel to what's needed for Shchita. So then the Gemara says, finally, according to the Miut Simanim, after one has done Rov Shnei Simanim, if you shechted most of the both Simanim, according to Rabbanan, Dilo Ma'akvi B'Shchita, if a person shechted Rov Simanim, it's good, and yet it's Ma'akev B'Avdalah. Havdalah, you have to cut Shnei Simanim entirely. But for Shchita, you don't have to cut them both entirely, you have to do just Rov. So we see from here, it's not a complete equation between that which is Ma'akev Shchita, that which is Ma'akev for Havdalah. Because again, Shchita, it's sufficient to do Rov of Shnei Simanim, Havdalah requires Kol Shnei Simanim. So Ella Ema, the Gemara tweaks this equation of Shchita to Havdalah to as follows. Kol Sheyeshne B'Shchita, anything that has a mitzvah to do Shchita, even though it's not Ma'akev, but it's ideal to do all simanim. That's ideal. That's, again, yeshna. The concept exists. So then yeshna b'havdalah, then one has to do a complete severance for havdalah as well. B'chol she'ein b'shchita, something that's not the mitzvah at all, something that's not shayach, cutting the skin is not relevant. There's no inin at all by doing that for shchita. So then we know eino b'havdalah as well. It's not going to be for havdalah either. And the Gemara says, mikol makom, in the end of the day, still, it's a kasha and ziri, but let's maybe pick up tomorrow on this. We'll review this. Meet Hashem tomorrow. Okay?
I thought this was specifically, how long time the Torah is blowing out the Malika, and you're not allowed not to.